When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Animals, music, wine, and then move on to get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I imagine you're around.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, folks. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Welcome back to another week with us. It's exciting, I know.
Yay!
So exciting.
Yes. In typical fashion, we start recording and then I move my microphone around.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do.
You think you'd have this figured out by now?
Yeah.
Or can you just not get comfortable? Is that it?
I just can't get comfortable. Yeah, it's one of those days after a massive night out, as I sit here and drink my detox tea.
It's actually quite good. I don't know what's in it, but yeah, it's
detoxifiers.
Good. Yeah. Well, let's hope it works.
Dirt. Oh.
That's awesome.
So we've got Pendulum Party is coming up week after.
In a week and a half now.
Yeah. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Yeah.
So
May 18th.
That's going to be kind of awesome. Very much looking forward to that. Yes. And then
we already know a few people that are going to be coming and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Then the following week is FEM.
Yes.
FEM.
Which is going to be a first at our secret spot. It's going to be a night for women only. And so I think that has the potential to be a super exciting evening.
Yes, it does. It's going to be interesting.
Two big weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah.
I know. Love it.
So, yeah. You know, normal. Normal for us.
Yeah.
I think this week we wanted to talk about some of our more recent adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a few.
Yeah. Should we start with the foursome that we had?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That was interesting.
It was really interesting. We're going to have to come up with names for these people.
I think we are, because we've seen them multiple times, and we really like them and would like to keep them around.
Yeah. Do you have any names off the top of your head?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, we'll
have to think on
that. I'm
unprepared for this.
So for now, we'll just say Mr. and Mrs., and then we'll figure out names later.
Mr., Mrs., Mrs.
We've seen this couple several times now and played with them a few times,
mm-hmm.
both at the club and at our place.
And now at their place.
Mm-hmm. And now at their place. So yeah, we had a date with them and it was nice because we went for a lunch. It was a daytime date.
Well, it was interesting too, because leading up to it, she is very much a sub and likes
yes.
impact play. And we brought our flogger because mm-hmm. our flogger is amazing. We knew that they had some gear of their own, but mm-hmm. I just really like our flogger.
And admittedly, we had planned on using most of their gear,
yeah,
except for
absolutely.
The flogger. Yeah.
And we'll get to why on the flogger mm-hmm. in a bit, what makes it so special.
Besides that it's ours.
it's fucking mine. We packed that up and went to their place and went out and had a couple of drinks mm-hmm. and then went back to their place, which is where things get weird. Because number one, I only had one drink out.
Right.
And that was...
We knew that there was going to be some impact play. And so both of us were very careful to only have one drink because we don't like to drink a lot and then do any kind of impact play.
Yeah.
Because I want to be cognizant. I want to be in the best form possible.
Yep. I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
Not foggy. Like tonight would not be a time for impact play. And especially if I'm doing the impact, if I'm the impactor, I want to be as clear as possible. Yeah. So we got back to their place and we sat down and chatted for just a wee bit. And then he disappears for a bit and then comes back with wearing underwear, which I thought was great. Like, yes. Poof, your clothes are gone.
He disappeared and his pants fell off.
And he came back with a massage table.
Uh-huh. Well, now that's true because he had said leading up that there was a surprise for me.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that could be anything. So I had no idea what to expect. But apparently, the massage table came out.
Yeah.
And that was my surprise.
So we're like, all right, well, we're going to break that out. So he put up the massage table and mm-hmm. you got undressed to get on that. And then, she and I went back to their bedroom, which is again, a weird thing for us to split play.
It is very weird. And she had lost some clothing in there as well.
Yes.
I think they lost the clothing before us, which is kind of unusual, but it's kind of entertaining and really hot and sexy. I like it.
That's funny. Yeah, I made it a deliberate point to keep most of my clothes on mm-hmm. because I thought that was part of that play, that scene that she and I were creating.
Right. But yeah, it is very odd for us to split up into completely separate rooms. I kind of liked it in this case just because we had two very different scenes going on. And so it did make a bit of sense for them to be in two separate rooms.
Two separate spaces.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell your side first or do you want me to tell my side first?
I want to hear your side first.
So we went back to the bedroom and immediately I grabbed her by the waist and forced her down on let me rephrase that. Immediately we discussed rules, regulations, and had a signed Minutes. Notarized copy. Mm-hmm. I told her what the safe word was that would stop all play. And then was constantly told her that we would do the traffic lights and, mm-hmm. traffic light, scenario.
And explain that for people who may not know.
So if I ask you, how's it going, whether it's physical ask or a verbal ask, green means everything is great. Yellow means we're coming close to my limit, and red means I'm at my limit. No more than this. So yeah. And it was, she was totally okay with that and kind of laughed a bit. Cause I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure she was used to that. I'm also going to say, cause I know her partner isn't much into impact play. He's not much of a, he doesn't like to hurt people, which right. is great.
And that's normally you.
That's normally me, yeah. Which is weird. And I don't know why this one lady does it for me, that there's a switch that flips in my head with her that allows me to be more dominant. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to figure it out. And I think it's that she and I see on the hierarchy as equals, and I can top and equal, but mm-hmm. everybody else I see is above me power wise.
Okay.
So I think that's how it is, what it is, the hierarchy, the pecking order, if you will.
So just out of curiosity, where is he in there for you?
And it's funny because he's not part of that. It's not something
you
he
don't
wants.
See him in that
so
way.
I don't see him in that way. Yeah. That may change. Mm-hmm. Because there are people that I definitely see, you know, I think that I would probably put him above me as well.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Good question. Yeah, so, and to also add to this, I think she's gorgeous.
She's like my
favorite sort of, my favorite body shape. She's got that really nice hourglass. She's, yeah, got all the right curves and all the right places.
Bubbly personality.
Yeah, she's one that's quick to smile and very witty eyes. I don't know, there's something, she's got this magic about her. So getting into the bedroom and just start out with some spanking with my hands and warming up her ass. And then got the paddle out and started, spanking her properly. And never once did she, you know, like I would have, I'd say, you know, how are we? It was always green, green, green. You can be harder. You can be harder. I'm like, all right.
Challenge accepted.
And it's funny cause it really was. I did kind of, I pushed my limits on hurting somebody, which mm-hmm. is, you know, I didn't pass any hard limits, but it was a little while took me to get to kind of get into it. But I did, you know, I was really enjoying it. So then I got their flogger and started flogging her a bit. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered, oh, our flogger is in the freezer.
Yes. why is it in the freezer?
Why is it in the freezer? So our flogger has a very nice metal handle. And when it's in the freezer, it gets wickedly cold.
Yes.
So I was flogging her with her flogger, and then as soon as you start to get that redness, I would lay the ice on it, which I know is bad for bruising, but she also said she didn't mind if I left marks.
And the temperature play can, that difference in temperature can be really exciting as well. And admittedly, I saw you run out to get that flogger, and I was all excited because the first time it gets that you feel that coldness on you and you're not expecting it, I thought we would hear a bit of a reaction from her. There was not. Or at least nothing audible that we could hear from the other room.
It was most hissing through the teeth.
Okay.
Because she was not expecting it.
Yeah, I know. And I was so waiting for something, and then we couldn't hear anything from there. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And I said, after I did it, that's when I asked, I said, do you like temperature play? She's like, yes. I'm like, excellent. So had her stand up, and I was laying it on her nipples and whatnot, and then a little bit of minor, a little bit of choking, not a lot, because this being our first time kind of doing this,
right?
I didn't want to.
You're still feeling limits,
and I needed to warm up as well.
Yeah.
So then after a while, after a lot of spanking, and her ass was becoming beautifully red. They have the spider web thing under their bed where it lays between their mattress and their box springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her restrained face down on the bed. And all this time she still has her underwear on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want her to take her underwear off, cause it was like the high cheeky kind of underwear.
Yeah.
So I could still get where I wanted to get. She had taken her bra off. So laying there, and then I stood on the bed above her and was flogging back and forth across her ass, which was fun. And then I asked her, I said, how are you with psychological play? And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I'll be back. And I took the paddle, laid it across her back, took both floggers, laid it across her body. I guess one of the floggers I laid across the body, and one of the floggers I laid right in front of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just looking at it. And then I left the room. And then that's when I came in and saw you guys and just took a peek to see what you guys were doing. And then I went into the bathroom and checked my phone. I was looking at Twitter. You know, I mean, it wasn't long. It was like 2.5-3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But I know how that feels on a long time.
Right.
And then I came back and I was like, did you miss me? She's like, yes, I didn't like that. It was like, she's like, that was weird. She goes, but that was interesting. It's like, cool. So then I took the paddle, and it was one of those ones that's fuzzy on one side and leather on the other. And just kind of quick taps, tap, 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 tap on her ass. And I said, okay, let's count to three together. And she goes, okay. I went, one. She said, one. And then two, three. And I just wailed on her. Like
one good whack.
whack on their ass. And she gasped, and then you hear her go, ugh. And then I walked to the other side of the bed and I said, now you count. And she goes, one, two, three. And then I was like, whack, like, again. And then a little bit of flogging. Then I walked back to the other side. I said, count. And she did it again. But this time it was one, two, three. And then whack. You know, so each time she was drawing it out, which I liked as well. You know, it's like, good. I'm definitely making... I'm getting what I want, the response I want.
Did she ever do the, like, one, two, one? Did she ever go back or kind of...
No.
Okay. So it was more just slowing down the counting.
It was, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because we talked about it later and she was like, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, knowing that as soon as I was in control...
Yeah.
She's like, she liked that. And I was like, good. Because it is. I like that too. It's that, you know, you are... taking control, but really you still have no control.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I was like, you know, the interesting thing is you never had to say three.
Yeah.
You didn't have to count. You could have, you know, there might have been repercussions to that, but you were in complete control. And like you said, you could go one, two, one, and maybe something would happen, maybe not. The only thing, only time you knew something was going to happen was when you said three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like a bit of that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then at one point, I heard you guys were definitely having an orgasm. And so I thought, oh, wow. And I thought to myself, not that it was a competition, but I was like, oh, I'm still moving at snail's pace in here because this scene wasn't about sex.
And it's a different kind of scene. Yeah.
But I thought, oh, well, let's up this a little more. Let's make it a little more interesting. So I took her panties off. Mm-hmm. And that's when she goes, you know, this is the first time I've actually felt exposed. I was like, don't worry. It's fine. It's cool. So was taking the flogger, I think, and lightly draping it back and forth across her back. And then I started fingering her. Mm-hmm. One finger, then two. And then I would slow down and then very gently next finger. Mm-hmm. And then I basically got all, I was at one point fisting her. And it was great. She's doing that wonderful pant that I, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like she likes it a bit rough. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was being pretty rough and like I'm sweating because they've got this mirror up in their bedroom that the bedroom doors. And I looked up at one point. I'm like, dude, you've got to start working out. It's like I'm sweating, and like but I'm going back and forth with my arm and my shoulder, and my bicep is getting sore. And I'm like, this is hilarious. It's like, so yeah, but yeah, that was basically that was it. And finally, she actually had to call it. She's like, I can't take any more. I can't stop. I was like, cool, there you are. I was like, how was it? She was like, that was great. I was like, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And I think I was still clothed at that point.
Uh huh.
Which is, again, I love that sort of psychological play, yeah, that power play of being clothed versus naked. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I really enjoyed it. I did, like I said, I pushed boundaries that I didn't really expect to, but yeah.
And in the end, were you happy that you pushed those boundaries?
Yeah. Or? And I'd like to do it again. Definitely. She's very fun to sort of play with. And I was sort of worried, and I told her this afterwards, I didn't realize it until mid play that I was glad it didn't go this way. But other times that we've played, she does more of a brat play kind of thing. And I don't think I would have liked that in this kind of scene. Mm-hmm. Because she was very compliant. You know, whatever I said to do, she did. And I like that. I didn't want it to be a power struggle.
Right.
But yeah, I'd like to do it again. And I want to go back with her to Our Secret Spot so I can put her on the St. Andrew's Cross.
Yeah.
Because I was starting the double Florentine with the floggers, and I just couldn't get the space that I needed to do it. And I was really choking up on them, but still it was rough. But it was good. Yeah. So what did you guys do?
So, as you've already mentioned, there was a massage table.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yes. Turns out, he's a trained masseuse. Yeah. I know that had come up in some earlier conversations with them, but admittedly, I'd forgotten.
Yeah, I did too, until he brought up the massage table. I was like, oh, yeah, you're a trained masseuse.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And
a masseur,
yes. And so he got me on the table. Was I naked? I was naked.
Yeah, you were
at
naked.
At that point, yeah. Yeah, so I was naked and laid down on the massage table on my stomach. And he asked, you know, any areas in particular, you know, typical kind of questions. And
how professional.
I know. And so he just started very slowly, very nicely, just giving me a nice actual proper massage. And he was really good because he had that right level of pressure where it's enough that at times you're like, ooh, that kind of almost hurts, but not quite. Mm-hmm. But yet it feels really good. And it's not too much, but it's also not so little that you don't really feel anything. You know, it's not like, we're just going through the motions. It was like just perfect for me. And without any really even asking at all, he just got it right. But yeah, so he massaged for a little while on my back and shoulders, worked his way down towards the buttocks. There's, you know, some light kind of finger teases there. Worked his way down my legs and feet and hands and, you know, arms, all just everywhere. And it was just really slow and sensual. And because I knew it wasn't like I was going for a massage at a parlor. I knew what was going to happen.
You were going to get your happy ending.
It was just a matter of when and how and enjoying the lead up to it as well. And admittedly, I lost track of time. I have no idea how long it was.
I agree. I don't remember how long that she and I played. No idea.
Time just disappeared, and it was really great because it didn't matter. You know, we were just both in the moment. Yeah. And I think you and I both were that way. I'm pretty sure they were as well. But yeah, he did massage me for a long time on my stomach. And I'm trying to remember. I think it was just the finger teases at that. Nope. He did. Yes. So while I was on, because I was trying to remember before I flipped over to my back, but while I was still on my stomach, he did get a condom and, you know, I kind of came up a little more doggy style and, he did go in me then. And so, you know, he just started fucking me from behind then. And I kind of was pushed down a bit to that laid down. I don't, there's gotta be a name for it, but I don't know what the position is, but where you're like doggy, but laying down
on your stomach. Yeah.
On your stomach. And
that's one of my favorite positions.
I know. It felt really good.
Because we've not done it in ages because of the tailbone issue.
Right. So we hadn't done it in a while, but my tailbone's been a lot better. And so I was like, all right, we're going to give this a try. And he wasn't super forceful and the angle was good and everything. So it didn't bother me at all. Because admittedly, I was ready to push back up into doggy if I needed to, but nope, didn't have to at all. It was really good. So he fucked me for a little while that way, which was really awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, nice little happy ending to that part of the massage. And then I turned over onto my back and he did some massaging. And this was, of course, a little more erotic on the front, but he did some massaging and some feeling there. And he then went down and made his way a bit lower and started fingering me, which was awesome. So he did that for a bit. And I think that's about where we were when you walked in, when you and she walked in.
Okay.
Because I don't remember, my memory's so bad. I don't remember if he fucked me while I was on my back. I think it was only on my stomach.
Gotcha.
But he was fingering me when I was on my back, which was also really nice. And it was good, I think, to have that, the different kinds of play, you know, and it was interesting as well to go from the fucking to the fingering instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it. And maybe it's just because it was different or just, you know, the pressure's different. The feel is different. Just, yeah. It was really nice though. And it was just kind of a very slow, sensual time. And again, time just disappeared. And I couldn't tell you how long we were there playing.
Yeah.
No idea whatsoever.
It's funny because I know about what time we got to their apartment, and then I know about what time we left, but beyond that, it's just sort of like,
because there was some chatting all beforehand.
Yeah, it was all this wonderful, sexy blur.
Yeah, and also, yeah, and we'll just leave it at that. And at some point, then you and she walked into the room, and I don't know if it was with the intention just to kind of look and see what was going on or if it was to maybe join in. But at that point, we were at a bit of a natural break with things. And so we got up and followed you guys into the bedroom. And so the four of us went back there. And there was a little more light spanking that happened at that point. But then it just kind of became the four of us playing around, just like, you know, we normally would with them. And he did put porn on the TV.
Yeah.
So that was some interesting visual stimulation as well. Very
nice. Yeah, it's funny. We don't, outside of the club, we used to watch porn and have sex. We don't do that much anymore.
No.
And it was kind of nice to have that. It's like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. It was really nice. Just to have that additional visual stimulation was good.
Yeah. Well, especially because, you know, one of the things that he said, he made it very clear that he had this fantasy about, because they had a double ended dildo, and he had this fantasy about watching the two girls use the dildo.
Mm-hmm.
So while you guys were doing that, it was hot to see that. It's hot to look up and see the porn. It was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because there was a lot of play between the four of us before we ever pulled out the dildo.
Yeah.
And I think it was, there was a bit of a natural lull at things at one point, and we looked over and it was like, oh, well, you know, there's this double-ended dildo sitting there. Why don't we give that a go?
It's just sitting there going, all by myself.
Yeah, it looked lonely over there, you know.
Yeah, it was good because it was this. There was a number of like the daisy, oral daisy chains, and I love that. Where one person's going down on the next person, who's going down on the next person, who's coming down on the first person. It was just like, this is great.
Yeah, because at one point, I think you were going down on him.
Yeah,
she and I were kind of playing a little bit, and I told her to go down on you.
Yeah,
and then she was positioned at the end of the bed, so then I went down on her.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, we didn't quite make it a circle at that point. I think we did later, but at that point it was just, I just want to kind of sit here for a little bit and enjoy this. Just sitting between her legs was, I mean, not just sitting, I was doing things.
Just sitting. But I was just sitting there going, this is like a waiting room. This is the best waiting room I've ever been in.
Yeah. It was really nice though to go down on her and then look up and see her going down on you and you going down on him. Like that visual was really great.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. That was fun. Then you all broke out the double-ended dildo.
Yep. And this is one that is, it's all straight, so it's all linear.
Yeah.
And it is silicone because the one, I've played with one with a previous partner and it was glass. So this one was a little different just because it was the silicone. And I actually quite liked it. It was really nice. So we started playing with that. And at first we kind of just picked a position to start with, and then it's like, well, let's do this and see how it goes. Because sometimes, especially with a straight one, getting the angle just right can be difficult.
Yeah.
And so basically we had her hips propped up on... No, she was doggy at first.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of... I don't know how to describe it, but like...
You were crab sitting.
Yeah, it's kind of crab sitting. And so I was kind of holding myself up with my arms.
And that's why you put all four pillows under you.
Yeah, because after a little while of doing that, it was a very good leg workout to be doing that and moving at the same time. I actually, sadly, felt that a little bit the next day because I was doing it for quite a while.
Welcome to the man's world.
So I was doing that for quite a while. Well, I'm used to doing the squats and stuff, but this was just a different motion.
The squats and thrusting.
And so after a little while, I was like, all right, it would be helpful if I had some pillows under my hips just to kind of take some of that pressure off. And that way I can focus on the movement and not as much holding myself up and moving at the same time.
Yeah.
That was a good portion of the time was like that. And then she turned over onto her back and we kind of did a little more like a scissoring type position. Is the best way I can describe it. And that was also really good. And that's when she busted out the vibrator and we had all kinds of fun with
that. It was crazy. I mean, it was Armageddon. It was amazing. And you know, basically he and I just sort of watched dumbfounded, I think, for most of the time. And it was great.
Yeah. At some point I would like to try and do oral on you or on him as we're doing that. But at the time it was like, I just needed to focus on this and just make sure that, you know, the angles were right. Cause I was trying to also get it to kind of move around a bit inside of her. And so that, you know, it's a little more challenge there.
That's funny. Yeah. Then we ended up, I guess you guys did that for, again, it felt like a long time.
Yeah.
And then he and I were finally like, all right, we're just going to do this. So we just masturbated and came all over her chest.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Because it was one of those, I was like, I'm doing fine. You know, I was masturbating, but it wasn't like seriously doing it. I was just sort of doing it because it felt good.
Right.
And then watching you guys, it finally got to the point, it's like, oh, we're getting close to the point of no return. I was like, can I come on you? She's like, yes. Like, awesome. that was great. Yeah. There was that time though that you pulled the pillow out and knocked the champagne glass off and shattered it. That was mid play.
There was that.
There was a stop for that. Yeah, but
yeah, there was a well.
We're why people don't have.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Things.
You say there was a stop for that. She and I just kind of continued a little bit, and he went and got the vacuum and
cleaned it up. Yeah, he and I cleaned up the glass, and you guys just kept fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we did kind of slow down and be like, oops, sorry. Yeah, okay, you've got it. Good. We'll just keep going over here.
Go get the Hoover.
We don't need four people to do the vacuuming.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to do a champagne glass replacement, perhaps.
Just next time we're there, we'll just bring a single champagne glass.
Maybe a set, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. Mm. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a really good afternoon, and I really did like how time just kind of stopped. There was no, and afterwards it was kind of like, oh, what time is it? Because I noticed the sun was starting to go down, and I was like, wow, we've been here for a little while. But it was interesting, kind of that role reversal, because you were the more dominant one, and then I had the nice relaxing massage, which was awesome, but it is different for us.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, looking forward to the next time we can play with them.
Yeah, yay. Sure. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was a recent experience or evening I had at OSS. So I went with a female friend of ours, and we weren't sure if you were going to end up at the club or not. Yes. But admittedly, you know, we both just kind of wanted some playtime together. Mm-hmm. And we'd gone out to try and promote Femme a little bit, and then we went to the club. And it was interesting going with her. I really liked it. She's a naturally, you know, friendly person and talks to people. So it was really easy as people were coming in. It was a newbie night. And so there were a fair number of new couples there as well. And it was just, yeah, it was good to greet people and kind of just talk to them. And the usual, you know, see what experience level is like, why they're there, what they're interested in, that kind of thing. And there were some really, really interesting couples to talk to and had some really good conversations going on in the front room there. And at some point, I think we were both kind of itching to play and to go upstairs. And that's when you walked in. And so I had that little debate. And it's funny because the other regular couple that was there, he was standing in the hallway with me as you were kind of dropping things off and saying hi to the staff and everything. And because his partner was going down to dress down. So she was going down to the locker room to kind of get down to her lingerie. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of where I was headed as well. But I don't know now that Bradford's here, because he's not going to want to dress down immediately since he's just gotten here and just getting into things. He's going to want to talk to people first. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just, I don't know, maybe I'll dress down anyway, or maybe I'll wait. I'll see what he says. And so you turned around and I said something about thinking about going and dressing down, and you were like, well, I'm not going to, because I just got here. And he looks at me, and the other guy did, and he's like, yep, you called it. Like, yes, I know. But I did end up dressing down anyway.
Yeah, which is absolutely fine.
Yep, so I got down to my bra and panties. And the female partner that I was with, she was already dressed down. She did that from the get-go, from the beginning. And she had this lovely, she had a
it's like a sheer robe with fringe.
Well, she had a lingerie set on underneath. And then, yeah, she had kind of a sheer lacy robe with a little bit of fringe at the bottom. Really pretty over it. Because sometimes it does get cool in the front rooms until it gets busy and the evening gets moving.
Yeah.
You know, because the air conditioner's on and you want it to be cool. But it can get a little chilly at the very beginning. So she had that. And it was just, yeah, really pretty. I liked it a lot. It looked good on her. But, yeah, so you got there, and we were dressed down, went back to the front and chatted for a little bit more. Not for very long, because then we were kind of like, no, we want to go upstairs and play. So she and I, we disappeared upstairs, and we're playing for a bit. And I will say that there was one couple there that they were new. At some point while she and I were playing on the bed in the upstairs in the orgy room, he comes up to use the restroom. So his partner's downstairs, and he comes up to use the restroom. That's fine. He comes out of the restroom. We're on that side of the bed, closest to the restroom. He comes out of the restroom, comes up, and just, like, kind of runs his hand very lightly down the back of my, like, upper thigh from behind, and then just starts to, like, kind of run his fingers along my vagina. And I was just like, no, and kind of pushed him away. And so then he goes to her, and because she was on top of me, and he did the same thing to her, and she just turned around and was like, no. But again, there was no real communication about it. There was no asking. I'm not sure what he would have done if we had said that it was okay. Would he have gone and gotten his partner or not? Because she was downstairs waiting for him, presumably. And so it just all seemed weird. And, it wasn't even like, can I join you or anything like that? Or there was just nothing. It was just like, oh, look. And also, the very first thing you're going to go for is the vagina. Like, really? I mean,
awesome.
I understand jumping right in there, but
seven.
Yeah. It's like, you're just going to go right there. Okay, sure. He was trying to get up to the lips, and I was like, no.
Maybe he was trying to lip read.
Well, maybe, but
he thought you were trying something to say.
So, but that was a brief little minor interruption, and they went downstairs, and we continued on playing for a little bit. And there were a few couples that came up and were playing around us. Nobody really tried to join in. And admittedly, we were focused on each other, so we didn't, necessarily reach out to others to join in as well. Until the other couple that had been to the club a few times, they came upstairs. And I know that she has not had a lot of experience with women, but she's very interested in it. And we've seen her pashing somebody before, kissing, for those who are not Australian. We've seen her kissing another female before. In fact, I think the first time we met them, she was all excited kissing somebody downstairs. And I was like, well, that's nice. And I didn't know that it was a new thing for her at that point, because we first met them. But she came upstairs and the partner that I was with, we were at a bit of a lull and, weren't like right in the middle of anything. And she asked us, she's like, do you mind if I join in? And we were like, yeah, sure, come on. And then there was that kind of awkward, you could tell she was like, didn't know quite where to go. And we were like, just jump in the middle. And she's like, okay. And she literally just like jumped right in between us.
I love it. And I know who you're talking about. And I love their attitude. Both of them have that, like when they come into the club, it becomes a little brighter and sunnier. Mm-hmm. They're that kind of a people when they walk into a room, they literally light it up because they're constantly smiling. They're fun to talk to. They're extremely intelligent. I really like both of them.
And they like to talk to people. They're ambitious and they're just excited about everything. Yeah. They're there to have fun and it's, don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
So she just jumps right in between us. And so of course we all start kissing and including her and there were hands everywhere and lips everywhere, lots of lip reading and it was just really fun. She just kind of, and she literally just jumped in the middle, and then at some point she just laid back and it was like, here I am.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Yeah, we did. But no, it was really fun, just the three of us. And the three of us then played for quite a while, and I mean, I no idea. I would guess maybe 45 minutes. I have no idea.
Yeah, you guys were up there for about almost an hour.
Maybe. Okay. But then at some point, the three of us had been playing for quite some time, and her partner was just kind of standing to the side, but he was literally right next to me because we were all kind of on that edge of the bed. And so he was right next to me and he was just watching and, stroking himself and just really enjoying and he just looked really enthusiastic. And so I kind of reached over at one point and started kind of just, because he's got some nice chest hair, so I was kind of grabbing that a little bit and just petting him I started stroking his penis just kind of started playing with him and feeling his balls and just up the shaft of the cock and just kind of playing with a little bit, and not in a serious, like, I'm going to get you off kind of way, but I just want to play and, just feel.
Yes.
And so then he kind of came over and so he's standing over her and she's giving him a blowjob. And the partner that I'd gone upstairs with, she was going down on her, and the regular club lady was fingering both of us ladies, and and then I was also playing with our partner. So it was just kind of this whole little circle of, I mean, just how we like it, the puppy pile. Yeah, it's just, yeah. You know, there's fingers and hands and mouths everywhere, and it's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so then at some point, it kind of got to the point where we'd kind of had enough and we needed a break. And so my partner and I, we got dressed and we were going to go back downstairs and get some water and take a break. And at that point, everybody else had kind of cleared out of the room. And so it was just the two regulars that were left. And we left them, you know, playing amongst themselves. And because at first they were kind of playing, then they were cuddling, then they were playing. And so by the time we left, got dressed and left the room, you know, it's like, okay, we'll give them some time to themselves. Because, you know, the first time you have an experience like that, and she even said, she's like, this is the first time I've been with two ladies. And you could tell that she was really excited by it and he was really excited by it. So it's like, all right, we'll just give them a moment to kind of come back together and enjoy it and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, we went downstairs and had a nice little break and found you, and then we all ended up in the front, one of the front rooms, in the one of the corners of the banquettes there, and just kind of sat and cuddled a bit. And she had her legs on, so the partner that I was with had her legs across your lap, and you were just kind of rubbing her legs and just that light touching, and yeah, just chatting. And eventually the other couple came back downstairs and joined in. There were a few other people at the club, couples that had been playing up and around places. And as they came down, they would come sit down and join for a bit and then chat for a little while, maybe go play again, maybe go get dressed. And yeah, so it was just kind of that nice ebb and flow of things. And it was really nice. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good night. So I got to the club. I had a date with an old friend and, just dinner, and then when I got to the club, it was one of those. I was gonna go home. I was like, well, I'm not gonna go to the club. I'm gonna let Angela have her night, and then I'll meet her at home. Mm-hmm. And then I missed the Wynyard train station stop. Mm. I was reading something on my phone, and then when I looked up, I was at Circular Quay train station. I was like, ugh. Well, I guess I'm going to the club. I got off at Museum and then walked up. But it was just kind of funny because I looked up and I was like, well, I guess I am going. It's like the body just knows where it needs to go.
Always goes to OSS on Friday night.
When I got there, I wasn't in really a headspace that I wanted to play. It was good to be social. Yeah. So when you guys went upstairs, I just went behind the bar and I worked. I was serving drinks and I was helping them out. And I was like, oh, this is great.
And it was good, I would say, as well, because obviously, you know, we love it when you join in and play, because you've played with the two of us before. Yeah. The three of us have all played. And that's, you know, it is really good, but it was nice to kind of have that just her and I play time. And then, you know, when the other lady came in, just that's because it's a different kind of threesome. Yeah. And it was just really nice and a lot of fun. Admittedly, well, you know, I hate to say this because I really do like playing with you, but I kind of really enjoyed the way it turned out.
Which I think is absolutely no. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It makes sense. I think that honestly, I think that you should try to do that more often.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy. Oh. I mean, I know I like to play with me and, you know, the guys.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it would be it would make sense for you to have play dates.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was really good. And like I said, and it was nice to have you there afterwards when we were all just sitting around and chatting. And even before we went up to play, when you were talking and everything with us and with the group that was up in that front room. So that it was really nice to have you there. But at the same time, I kind of enjoyed just, you know, having the girl play time, which is why we like Pendulum.
That's right.
I expect a very similar thing from them. So we'll see if we can get this a little more regular. But yeah, it was a very different evening, but in a very positive way, I would say.
Yeah, good. I agree, because it was weird not going up. And they're like, all right, well, it's funny, because I don't feel like I'm like, oh, I have to go up and play, and I need to see what she's doing, and I want to know what she's doing. Because ultimately, I'm like, you know what, I'm happy working in the bar, and I'm happy, you know.
And I think that is a distinction, because one of the rules of the club is that you stay together as a couple.
Exactly.
But you were there behind the bar working, and so I think that is...
So I'm not lurking out there.
You're not being the creepy single guy who's stalking people.
And admittedly, that's a good point, because this isn't something that everybody could do.
Yeah.
But, you know, me, I'm like, all right, well, if she's going upstairs, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
And so, I'm, you know, I'm happy picking up glasses and I'm happy slinging drinks.
But at the same time, you know, like the other regular couple, when they came upstairs and she joined us playing, he was just kind of standing to the side watching. And, you know, not in a creepy way. He was like an interested kind of part of it there for a bit.
An interested voyeur.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's what it would be, you know, most of the time. Yeah. But no.
But yeah. I just know how you are. If I'd gone up there, you'd been like holding your hand out and doing the finger thing, like, come here, you know. And so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually, it was good. I really like how it worked out.
Cool. What else we got?
Well, we have another recent experience that we can talk about.
Okay.
So we had, and I know that you posted something on Twitter about it a few weeks ago.
Yep.
We had a photographer that came over. He was introduced to us by Leah at LHD Art. So she introduced us and basically we knew a little bit about his style. So he does art nudes and he was wanting to branch out a little bit and do something different. And so, we got matched up with him to have him take some photos of us while we were having sex.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. And a lot easier than I expected it to be.
Yeah, because it's something we've not done before.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Yeah, he came to the apartment and because he's based out of Newcastle, I think.
Yeah.
So he's out a little bit. And so it was, you know, do we go there? Does he come here? And he was already coming to Sydney for something anyway. So he's like, well, I'll just, you know, come to your place. So we kind of set everything up in the bedroom. There's this big light and, of course, the camera and just all kinds of stuff. And so we set it all up. And it started out at first with a little bit of direction from him.
Yeah.
But then it was just very quickly became just do whatever is natural. And
just play is what
you
would say.
Yeah, just you know, play in different ways and maybe different positions and that kind of thing. And so we did. And it was interesting having him going around taking photos because, and I know for him it was probably harder because we were moving.
Yeah.
You know, and we told him, we're like, please, if you see something that you think is good and we're moving and it's going to be hard to get, just tell us to pause. And we can stop for just a second for you to get the picture and then we can keep going. I think what he was afraid of is that we would lose momentum because many people would.
Yeah.
But we're exhibitionists. We love it. And so we're more than happy, you know, to have somebody. We're not going to lose momentum.
No.
And so I think he kind of figured that out after a bit. And it was, it was really good. And it was odd because there were times where it was like, oh, wait, we need to move the light to the other side of the room to try and get this. Or he would be moving around and different angles. And
it was interesting. You know, it's like while you're having sex to have somebody go, freeze. And then you hear click, 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 click. Okay, continue. there was no issue. I had no issue stopping and then re-going, and it was fun.
It was fun. He was a really nice guy, and we've gotten some preliminary photos from him, and some of them are just absolutely amazing.
He took 400, nearly 400 shots.
Yeah, 360, 70 something, I think, something like that.
It was
like
nearly
that.
400, because that was before he did the final few shots.
Okay.
Because that's when he said, is there anything that you guys want to do? And we're like, yeah, let's try this. And we did a few things. And what I think is funny is that during the whole photography shoot, the gentleman was in the corner watching. So that poor fellow watched us have sex. And he wasn't one of those rare times where he wasn't allowed to join in.
No, yeah, because he had stayed the night before.
Yeah.
So he was here. And so, yeah, he was standing back watching the whole time. And then after the photographer left, we had a nice big play session with the gentleman.
Like,
he was able to join in that time.
Yeah, like, all right, we're going to have to get off.
Yeah,
it was good. But yeah, it was a fun experience. And we've got pictures coming in from that. So we will leak them out as we
see fit.
As we see fit. That's right. See if you deserve it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cool. Do we have a question this week?
Yes, but before we get to that...
We have something that you at home need to listen to.
Yes.
I would say now a word from our sponsors, but it's not sponsors. This is friends, and we're excited because we're going there. And so take a listen to this, and we'll see you in a second.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to paradise for the 7th time. And once again, we're taking over Desire Resort, Riviera Maya, in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Chara from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
I'm so excited for that.
I know.
I can barely keep my pants on.
Do you have pants on even to start
I
with?
I actually do have pants
okay.
on.
Yeah, it's every time we hear it and we talk about it or, you know, it comes up. It's so exciting. And we were talking to a couple earlier today that's going to be there as well. And the more we talk about it, it's just so, so exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
I can't really sit still.
And we've got another Twitter message of a couple. I'm so sorry. You messaged me on Twitter and I didn't respond to you. But they're going as well. So
oh, sweet.
Really excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they're like, we look forward. We're going to the Desire Takeover. I'm like, yay.
Cool. Well, now that I know that's gotten overlooked, we'll go back and respond.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bad person.
It's okay, but that's exciting.
Yeah. So it is going to be so much fun to catch up with people that, you know, we've only either had Twitter relationships with or Skype or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun to see folks face to face. I'm so, so looking forward to it. Okay. So enough about that. We'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
What do you got over there?
So we've actually had a couple of questions come in from people. We've had quite a few emails lately, which
yes.
is really good. We yep. love it.
We had
really
an email
do.
Before we started tonight, and it was a mm-hmm. really sweet, lovely email.
Yes.
And we do try to respond to all emails that I remember. I do all the Twitter stuff, which is why it's fucking slow, and she does 90% of the emails. Which is why they're all concise and very well written.
Well, something. I try.
You do well.
Yeah. And we usually are pretty good on the emails as well, unless it's just a crazy busy weekend. Then it might take a couple days, but
yeah.
It's okay. We'll get there.
But we do appreciate it.
Yeah. We've had quite a few really, just really positive, really good ones lately, and some very good questions and topics from people coming in. I'm not going to touch on all of them now because I think that many of them deserve at least a half, if not a full episode devoted to them. So
yes.
We're going to kind of save that up in the next few weeks. We can kind of touch on those a bit. But there is one that I kind of like, and it's a fun question.
Okay.
Is it a turn on for you to masturbate while someone watches you? And part two, do you like to watch your partner please themselves?
Well, the neighbors have asked me to stop doing that, so I don't do that much anymore. Is it a turn on? I mean, it doesn't turn me off, but mm-hmm. it's not something I'm like, oh yeah, watch me masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know some people it really is. It's okay. It
just
doesn't
okay.
turn,
just
yeah. It
okay.
doesn't turn me off. I mean, it doesn't turn me on. So I guess, like on the hotness scale of gorgeous to grandma, which you can be a gorgeous grandma as well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Let me rephrase that. On the hotness scale of, from the hotness scale of Smeagol to Gollum. from Leia to Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
No, it just, it's like 1 to 10, it probably is a 5,
yeah.
4. I mean, I don't feel like I get anything out of it.
Okay.
And what was the second part of that question?
The second part is, do you like to watch your partner pleasure themselves?
Yeah, I don't I'm really going to sell this. I don't mind watching you pleasure yourself.
Well, don't be so excited.
Well, I'd rather be part of it. Uh-huh. But if I'm just like sitting and watching it, it's just sort of like, eh. But I do really enjoy watching you play with other people. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's not masturbation.
You are correct. It is not.
So for me, I would say that, is it a turn on for me to masturbate while someone's watching? Only if, I would say it's only really a true turn on if I know that there's going to be play between us afterwards. Because there's times where you masturbate and I masturbate together, and then we do come together and play.
Yeah.
Or there's been times where, you know, for whatever reason, something's, I don't know, going on or whatever, and you're just like, okay, I'm just going to masturbate. And so you start masturbating, and I'm like, well, fuck, that's hot. And so then I start masturbating, but you finish before I finish, and then by the time I finish, then you're hard again, and so then we just end up having sex.
It's true.
So there is that. And I like it. I would say it's a turn-off for me if that person is engaged. Maybe that's it. If they're engaged and they're interested, not just like lurking in the corner. That's kind of creepy. But if you're...
That's me in the corner watching you jerk it. Mm.
But if you're engaged and you're there and you're like, you're turned on by it, or at least appear turned on by it, then I do. I would say that, yes, it does turn me on.
What if you're engaged and turned on by it, but you're also in the corner lurking? Because it's possible. I'm just saying.
Well, that's just kind of creepy, unless I'm, like, near the corner.
Am I also in that corner?
And then as far as watching my partner pleasure themselves, yeah, I absolutely like to watch you do that.
I know, it's funny. You really do. You're like, jerk it in the shower. I'm like, dude, I'm taking a shower. Yeah, but touch yourself. My God.
I really do like to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also interesting. This is something that... with new partners in particular, especially because we both like a lot of oral play. And so I like to, when I'm going down on somebody, not always, but oftentimes in the first few times of playing, at some point, you know, I'll ask them to touch themselves and to masturbate a little bit. And it's always interesting to see how they do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody, and because usually by the time we've gone down on somebody a few times, you get clue, you can figure out what they like and what they don't like, what works for them. Because everybody does it a little bit differently. And everyone likes something slightly different.
Yeah.
But that gives you a really good clue as to what is it that they particularly like as well. So that's a good way with a new partner if you're not sure. Or you can tell like they're enjoying it, but I feel like I could be getting something more from them, a better response from them, than, you know, just see what it is that you're maybe could enhance for that.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
cool.
I do like to watch my partner, or any other partner, please themselves. It gets me so wet.
Is it really different for men and women?
No.
So either way, you like it?
Okay. Yeah, but it really gets me wet. I just love to watch it. Yeah, like live action porn right there in front of you.
Like inches away from your face.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that, I know we have another question, but we're running low on time, we'll save it for next time.
Save it. Yep.
We ranted and raved about all of our sexcapades too long. Cool. Send your questions on to us. We love to hear them. Again, at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, we are at By the By Podcast. On email, you can email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the website, www.bythebye.com.au. So yeah, we always love to hear from y'all.
Yeah. And if you would like to help us out, go on to whatever app that you listen to the podcast on and leave us a review.
Yep.
Most of them you can do it anonymously. If you need help, let us know. We can direct you how to do that. I think it's also in the show notes oftentimes.
Yep. Every time I put in the show notes.
So feel free, go on, leave us a review. We would love it and really appreciate it.
Yeah, it definitely helps us, because what it does is it helps other people find us.
Yes.
So it's not just helping us, it's helping everyone.
Yes.
So yeah. Cool. Awesome. I guess we'll talk to folks later.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.